Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 6¾ cents, at 5.39¼. May wheat down 2 cents, 6.49, and May beans up 6 cents at 14.16½. Beans and corn higher as heavy rains continue to hit Brazil, slowing down the harvest season in Brazil. Maybe doing some damage out here and certainly delaying some of the corn planting. So everything was up here. Argentina is still relatively warm and dry. They certainly need a rain quickly here in the next couple of weeks, or there could be some more problems. Offsetting this a little bit, the dollar is back up another 15 ticks. Traded over 92 at one point here today. And the crude oil is up $1.86. Bean oil was up about 49 ticks. Let's take a quick look and see if that was a new contract high. Now, yesterday's contract high is still there at 51.77. Got up to 51.27 here this morning. But December corn did make a new contract high by ¼ cent. So that's the second day in a row we've made a new contract high in December corn by ¼ cent. You know, I'm surprised we're frankly this strong. We've got virtually no demand. No export sales were announced here this morning. I think what's happening in China with the African swine fever is for real. And we just don't see the Chinese needing our grain at the moment. They're talking about reducing the soybean carryout about 3 million on Tuesday's supply and demand report. Corn down a little bit, wheat unchanged. You know, I think they've got to start adding some bigger numbers in here. We've knocked off exports. They've come to a screeching halt out here. And, you know, at some point, you know, supply and demand, the price gets high enough to squeeze the demand. It's been, you know, a supply issue right up till now. Well, in the last 2 weeks anyway, with the weather in South America. But prior to that, it was the demand issue with China. Well, we've taken that out of the equation, as far as I can tell, and that just leaves the production issues in South America. So is that enough to send all the grains to new highs here and, you know, substantially new highs? I find that hard to believe, but we'll have to see. I think if the reports on Tuesday aren't friendly, this thing will give it up again. So it just seems to be a little tough to manage this risk out here. The best way I know how to do it is with these put options. If you're going to sell grain, buy back some call options, keep the upside open. None of this is cheap, as I've said, but I think you've got to do it because, you know, you're looking at new crop beans out here at 1240 and new crop corn at 479. You know, do you want to leave these prices on the table? I don't think so. So you got to spend some money to manage this risk up here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.